So just a minute or two on today's yard site. Today's about Leib's fourth yard site. And, you know, just thinking about a gadol of that caliber, it's Mabel al Ryan from his Asmada. We know that he used to stay up Thursday night, a full night. And Friday night he slept like 2 hours. And Shabbos afternoon he learned straight. So it was extremely hot. There was no, he didn't have air conditioning. So he would leave his window open Shabbos afternoon to sit and learn. And the children were playing outside. So he wouldn't tell them, it was in his backyard. He wouldn't tell them to be quiet. He would close his window and continue learning. So you're talking about someone that could be, he could be so tense by then already, but up so many hours. But he wouldn't be mafriya the children playing. But that was his asmada. But you see, his ben adam l'chaveh was lahafli. He was a machmer atzim on himself. He was mishunadig about machmer. All the chumras, Shabbos, he longed, I'm saying a whole week, he learned real long tzitzis, and any chumra that you can think of a bound life had. And when he came and, you know, he was by Makil's house and he ate a half a grape because he was worried that if you eat a whole grape, there's a day that you have to make ala micha, ala eitz. So matter because it's a pre-shalom. The chumras that he took upon himself was mishunadig. And he had one chumra that you have to collect before Pesach. He said it over, Shai said it over. That you have to collect before Pesach all the water beforehand, like this, because just in case a mashu sheva mashu of chametz is going to fall into tveya. And therefore, on Pesach is not batel b'rayv. So b'meila, so chametz, you might end up having chametz. He was machman himself, so he prepared all the water beforehand. Like this is batel, on Erev Pesach already it's batel. So b'meila, you have no problems. What does everyone else do? Because Reb Chaim Salvechik said that even a mashu is da'ashi, you know, how much is falling into it. But like upon him, no one's machman. No, you don't find anyone that's machman, that's chumah. So he was machman himself. And he did for years. And then, for many years, he wasn't machba anymore. And then, like, when he was in his 90s, or some high 80s, he tells his children, okay, bring down the barrel. They used to have a huge barrel of dirt, you know, got dirty over the years, and clean it up, and I want to be machba again on this chumrah. So, what's the pshat? She said, because his wife, one year, in the middle of the night, she woke up, and she wasn't thinking, and by mistake, she drank water from the tap. So she was ois mensch that now she's going to have to go ahead and the machman, and all of a sudden she's drinking water from the tap without this chumra. She was mamish ois mensch. So she told her husband, and her husband said, big deal, I also do that. So from then on, for all those years, he wasn't machman bechlal anymore. So all this chumra is, but to hurt Yana, he could have told his wife, okay, big deal, I have the chumra, this and that, and continue on with the chumra. He was worried that his wife wasn't going to have that spitz, that she wasn't going to feel completely good, she would feel bad that she wasn't. So Mela, he threw the chumah out in the garbage. So Mela, the Gemusa asked, you know, a person wants to take his chumah upon himself. Don't throw it on others. It's not just don't throw it on others. You see the sensitivity that he had for his wife, the shalom bayis that he had for his wife. It was mishunadig. I mean, obviously, she lived in a house that it's not a normal lady to live in such a house. Bechlal, it was never painted and all that. It's a normal thing that a lady should want to paint the house. So she was masking for all his chumras and all his helikite and all the kedusha of it. But this he felt like not the sensitivity that he had to his wife was on a different level. And that's what he did for Klal Yisrael is he was a yid that was mamish for this generation because he was either didn't make any roshim. He never publicity. He was always against publicity and all these things. You know, when he came to America, and he was worried that how is he going to get rid of the cover that he got? What's he going to do? The cover that he got. You know, every reveler comes, he gets more cover than what he got. What did he get? I'm saying, but how he was going to take care of? How is he going to knock it out of him? Always betzina. Everything was done betzina. Whenever everyone knows the Muhammads that were connected him, and he never fought back. His shita was never to fight back. You know, I was just thinking the story that happened Friday, Thursday, whatever it was. It's a mabel de gazach. He's still getting covered of Yana Welt. I'm saying this. You don't have to make a macha on something which is not even machaable. I mean, obviously it was today to Meshugana that did such an act. It wasn't like he's not even right to ask about your Brudnigad to make a macha. This guy, It's not even machabal. It's not meshuganim. I'm meshuganim. But you see from him that the musig of someone going ahead and getting schar l'achamaisai, he's getting embarrassed l'achamaisai, his whole mahalach of tznius and the whole mahalach of how to fear Klal Yisrael was on a different level. That we're not zeicha anymore to such a degree of godless of a person. So b'kitz says neshamas l'av and aliyah, and we should have be able to take from this David's yahrzeit. Yeah. We're middle over here of Shimshin. He's not born yet, but Akaponim, the Malach goes ahead and tells Manoach and his wife Tzlafinis, it's Besura Taiva, and Velo Yosef Aida Malach, we learned last week, the end of that, the Malach went up to Shemayim, and they knew that it was a Malach. That's where we ended up. Az Yadam Manoach ki Malach Hashem hu. Vayayim Manoach al Ishtai. So Manoach tells his wife, "Mais namas, we're going to die. Kila kimreinu, because we saw Hashem. We saw a Malach, so we're going to die." So what do you think he's dying for? What happened over here? So the Yalkut brings down kila yirani. It says in pasuk kila yirani adam v'chai. It says in pasuk that no one's going to see the Bnei Hashem and live. So Mamela, it's like when you're seeing a Malach, it's like seeing somewhat of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Man. Like we see by Yaakov Avinu last week's parasha, "Vayikra Shem Amakim Mahu Paniel Ki Yisrael Lekim Panim Apanim Atinatzal Nafshi." I saw Panim Apanim. So you see, seeing a Malach is not stam Nacha Mensch Nacha Navi. Seeing a Malach is Kedusha beyond.
Why do you think it would be a delayed reaction that he saw a Malach yesterday, tomorrow he's going
to
die?
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah, we're going to speak about it. I don't know if it's so good, but yeah. So we see. So we see that he was afraid of seeing a Malach, and he was afraid he was going to die. So it's a penalty gezach. I mean, the Medrash says from here, "Amar Abchiya, Amar Abchiya, Bo Yirei Ma Bein Yishayim La'achreinim." Manoach Amar L'Ishtay Mois Namus Ki Alekim Reinu. We saw a Malach, we're going to die. Vila Haga Shichva Sara, Haga the Shivcha of Sara. Reich Hamishu Malachim Mezach Hazeh. V'Lein Nesiyam Him. Wasn't afraid of them. So Amar Abchiya Tzipanim Shalav Is Like Kresin Shalbanim. I'd rather be the nail of the others and not the stomach of the banim. So you see, you're talking about Grace to mention it. And he was afraid that Mais Namas and Haga, Shivchas Avram, no problem with Chlal. Now, why was he so afraid? So the Malvim explains that by seeing a Malach, Ba'esis Talkusa, that's the highest Madrega Shai. Stam seeing a Malach is Malubish, Chves, Malubish, Magashmi, whatever that means. But Ba'ezitis Talkusa, where it's Kulay Ruchni, that's when he was extremely frightened. So that's why he told his wife that he's all worried. Now, like we're saying, but Ba'etzim Stamazai, seeing a Malach, is something to worry about. So why Dafka Manoach was worried about this? Why not his wife? Ayyam Manoach al Ishtar. Talfinus was also Chashav a lady, we see, if anything, that she was more Chashav than him. So why was Dafka he worried? So he could say Pasha. Because since she was more chashav than him, that's why she wasn't worried and he was worried. But some want to say that the pshat is that since the malach, he schlepped the malach to come again. The first time he came completely for her. Now the second time he asked the malach to come back. So therefore he was worried that maybe the malach came back. Maybe he wasn't really supposed to see her. He begged for it. So that's why the malach came back. That's why many times you see that a person begs for something that he doesn't deserve, it's not kedai. Sometimes it's not kedai. Don't mutch it too much. So over here,
you're not answered.
It's hard. It's very, very hard to gather because you see Ves Chanan, and the pshat is that he davened. Who knows how many times Moshe Rabbeinu? But Akapanim, it's a hard gather. We can't really apply it for ourselves. You're supposed to daven. Maybe he didn't daven well enough the first time. But be'etzim, in the musig, it's true. So he was worried. Menayach was worried. The Malach came down once already to tell the Besura. I didn't trust him, so I have to bring him down again. So he was worried. Maybe he pushed too much. So of them, that's why it was Mais Namas.
Shvatim says a different time. He says because, and he says it by Gidden, by a Malach, a Shtikl Hashem is inside him. So he was worried because he saw Hashem.
Yeah, that's what he said. That was the first part. Right. So then Mais Namas, he wasn't Stam worried that he was going to die. Mois Namas, he'll die twice. Sayin Elam Abba and Sayin Elam Azek. Because maybe he did this Aveira maybe he wasn't ready to kach, so maybe he's going to lose out two mises. So that's why he's extremely worried. So he tells this to his wife. And his wife tells him, I have a raya not like you. Because lu chafetz Hashem la miseinu, if the Baruch Hashem would want to kill us, le lokach mi yadeinu oylo o mincha. The Baruch Hashem would not take from us this oylo o mincha. What happened? They brought the mincha and it went up. V'yal al-tzul Hashem. So me le lokach mi yadeinu oylo o mincha. V'lo yayonu es kol eyla. And he wouldn't have shown us all this. Ka'eis lo yishmianu kazais. And he would not have given over this pesuah to us if we were ready to die. So what's her raya? What's his wife's raya? Again, here we see how smart his wife is, a lot smarter than he is, because she's proving to him the fact that he's not going to die. Now, what was her raya? So we're telling you, firstly, the raya is two simanim she had. One is that the Baruch Hashem won't accept the carbon. Why did the Baruch Hashem accept the carbon? Obviously, the Baruch Hashem likes us. With Zakai Bedin. That's number one. Number two is, Ke'es le'yishmeinu kezais. He would have not told us to protect ourselves from this. So what does that mean? First of all, the fact that the Malach told us that we're having a child. So you see, the Malach was happy with us. So why would you think that he's killing us? The carbon was hukav. The Baruch Hashem took it. And then, Reb Chaim Knievsky's Maisef, another thing. In the Sefer Time of the Kri, he says that they wouldn't have told us, Ke'esh le'yishma'enik k'zayis sh'ayela di'anazi v'shuhu yashiyas yisrael mi'ad plishtim. Why would the Malach give us over the Psura that he's going to save us from the Plishtim? This child is going to be such a wonder child that he's going to save us from the Plishtim. If we're not going to be Zaycha to see it. Why do we have to know it? Why does the Malach have to tell us over to us? It's enough that the woman should just not say, that the woman should not drink Yayin and not the Tamit. We're going to end up being zeichet to see it. That is the pshat why. That was the raya. That the fact, and that's what he's touching down to the pasuk. The malach would not give it over to them. And I have a very hard time understanding that. What's wrong? It makes a lot of sense that the malach would want to tell over the mother, self-finest, that you're going to have a child that's going to be Mashiach Yisrael. But because you're not going to see it is not enough. The fact that you're going to have such a child will get her a simcha. It's a merit of simcha. Not only are you having a child, it's
not even right to live, but we're going
to just. You're holding the chapter right.
It's more than that.
It's not Nagay at all.
It's such a nachas. It's like. It's pretty sharp. I mean, because. No matter, you tell a parent, yeah, it's nachas from your kids, the kid's gonna. It makes them feel good, that moment. It's not like something that.
So you're trying to get something out of it, also the parent should continue, but I mean.
Yeah, why not?
But a parent, it wouldn't be
that. She didn't have kids for that many years, and you go ahead and you tell the parent, not only that, you're gonna be zeicha to such a child, and so
short. Well, you're not gonna see it.
Well, okay, I mean, that's great, they're gonna be there, you're not gonna see them, but then. Okay, that's Abraham Knievsky. But the Maaseh, Abraham Knievsky says like this. He says, Chazal dash on this pasuk, Melamed she hoisa chachma yoisa mimenu, that she was more of a chachma than him. So Abraham Knievsky is bothered. He says, what's it coming to teach you? You knew this already before. Chazal tell us, he says, Loizach eli ke'es mekaimei, he writes this in the time of the Kira. I don't remember where this is, but there's such a Chazal, believe me. There's such a Chazal. So he says, I don't know why Chazal waited till here. Like, we know all along that the Malach came to her. So you see that the Malach, that she was more chashuv than him. What do you need it for? So he comes, he says like this, V'yeshleimah the Kavanas Chazal, very interesting thing. Leimah, sha'afilim ishtoi, ein l'daber divir shtus. Even to your wife, don't talk silly. She'ine menayach diber divir shtus. Menayach tells her some silly thing. V'nichtavu b'pasik v'nisha adiba la'aylam. And this is here to teach you forever. Do not talk to your wife silly things. Because look at this. He told her some silly statement that he thinks he's dying. It makes no sense. Why should you think he's dying for? And like Barry said, he didn't die till now. All of a sudden, 5 minutes later, he can start. If it happened, Mishas Maisi, you died. Okay, good, you died. But over here, you didn't die. So now you're going and you think you're going to die. What a silly thing this is. So Zakir Chaim Knievsky from here is a raya that you're not allowed to talk to your wife in Divrei Shtus, because once you tell her, she never forgets. Right? Right, you're still suffering with that much, right? You tell her, she never forgets. You tell your wife something silly, she'll never forget. So that's, Reb Chaim Kineski says, that's a raya from this pasuk. So now, the shaila really is that, so now that, so that's what the pasuk writes, so what's so important? What was this? The shaka v'taya between them? Mois Nama, she tells him, no, you're not going to die. What does the Navi have to write this for? Who cares? Every shaka v'taya between them, you have to die. No, the silly ones is you have to write down.
That's just by telling you if you're
going to
die.
No, he's asking a very good question. So there's a sefer called Tashma that Reb Chaim Kineski's Einikel wrote, Honigsberg, and he asked the Zayde, he says, what's such a shtus? I mean, he saw a Malach, he was getting worried. Like, what's the big deal? No, it's such a tiny. He's getting worried that he's going to die. What shaibs in the sefer? That's what he asked his grandfather. So Reb Chaim Kineski said, you should have used this seichel a little bit and not realized that he's not dying. So that means every time you're not feeling well, there are some people, many people, they always think they're right. What's next, right? You know, right?
But truth is they don't do.
No, I'm saying, you shouldn't always be telling that. You shouldn't, it's not something you always have to advise others. Sometimes it helps you out, so it's kedai. But I'm saying, but you have to realize that not every single thing, not every divrei shtus you tell your wife. Some people think fakat, and some people think that other happens. The more you tell your wife, the better you are, the closer you are. But it's not really true. Sometimes fakat, a divrei shtus, don't tell it over. And especially a divrei complaint or something like that she'll never forget. That's what you're
going to get. What's another example of divrei shtus besides the divrei?
I can't get into practice in life.
No, I'm saying, like, a general idea. Like, what's the divrei shtus? How do you define divrei shtus?
You mean if the pasuk over here is telling
you? Yeah, how do you define, you know, I was got an accident, the guy didn't, you know, like, that's
divrei shtus, right? What? Al-Tab Sikha Mishnah. Al-Tab Sikha Mishnah. That's a very scary Mishnah.
I can't hear what?
What's finding his best?
The weather is the best thing in the world. It's the most talked about conversation. Especially today on the phone, you can look what's going to be in China, what's over here, what's over here. Oh, here it's good weather, right? Bekitza, what was going to be in Eretz Yisrael if you would have gone? Bekitza, so, Shmach Zazai. Okay. I was thinking about you the whole last night. I was feeling bad.
Discussing death is a problem.
The musig of saying why you're going to die, that was the funny thing. Dying is a good thing to discuss. So I tell your wife you're not living forever, and then you have to do tshuva like Rabbi Mazal said.
But telling that I was?
Huh? No. No, but I'm saying, but why are you dying? For some thing that makes no sense? That's a very, very sharp philosophy of Chaim Kineski. But not only that, he doesn't know where the Medrash is, and he still quotes it in the Sefer. A very interesting thing. Yeah. So, you have to tell her how long are we living anyways. Don't be busy with the Narishkeit. That part. Yeah. But Akapanim. Yeah. Divrei Shtus not. So I guess he agreed with her, and they moved on. So a few months later, Vatela the Isha Bain, and here's the beginning, Vatikar Shemai Shimshain, she had a child and she called him Shimshain. Vayigdal Hana, Vayivacheyu Hashem. The child got older and the Baruch Hashem benched him. So what does this mean? Why did she call him Shimshain? So the Gemara in Saita says, Amar Abeichanan Shimshain al Shemai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was called after the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema Kishemesh Umogein Hashem Alekim. The Ibn Shlaim is the name of Shemesh, the sun. So, in fact, the Gemara says, if so, you can't. Ma'ata, the Gemara cited the Yudam and Aleph. Ma'ata la Yimacha, you shouldn't cross out the name, because it's the Ibn Shlaim's name, you're not allowed to cross out the name Shimshin. He says, Ma'en Shemesh al Kadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't mean Mamish Shimshin, it just means Ma'en of Akadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Megan Akal Ailam, Kulai, just like the Ibn Shlaim protects the whole world, Av Shimshin, Megan Medeir Shal Yisrael. Madaya Yisrael, Shimshin was Megan on Klal Yisrael. Shimshin was like a person that he was literally Megan on Klal Yisrael. That's what a Gadol is. A Gadol is Megan on Klal Yisrael. That's what Shimshin was. So you see the Medrash continues on that this is a Gemara, but the Medrash also brings this down and he says that just like the Shemesh, the sun is put bematic and it comes out and it kills the Rishayim and saves the Tzadikim, so too Shimshin, when he became a Nazir, you saw his Gvur Yuchnis, but he went out, he fought the Ivan, the enemies back upon him. He's compared somewhat to Elikos, something of Megan, Bedeir Shei Yisrael. Then the pasuk says, "Vayigdal ana," the child got older. "Vayivachayu Hashem," the Baruch Shem benched him. What does it mean? The Baruch Shem benched him. Now, first of all, you see, "Vayigdal ana," there's the Gemara in Saita says that Bilam chige biragle achas. Bilam was hinkadig in one foot. Shimshin b'shtei raglav. Bilam chige biragle achas d'chsiv ayedach shavi. Shimshin b'shtei raglav d'chsiv shvifa n'alei ayach. So that's why Yigdal Ana. Interesting on this pasuk, that's the dashin that he was chige on both feet. Now, what does hinkadig mean? One foot is longer than the other, so what does it mean both feet? No? What didn't they learn the chayda?
One's longer on the outside, one's longer on the inside.
A limp on both feet. What does it mean? Okay, but Akapanim, so that's what he had. But Vayigdal, he grew up with it, and Vayivachay Hashem, the Banishtan benched him. Vatochel Ruach Hashem lepamoy b'machnei don. The Ruach Hashem came to him, but lepamoy, Rashi explains, lovei v'kibah lepa'amim. It came to him time, sometimes yes, sometimes not. Ruach HaKadosh came to him sometimes yes, sometimes not. Bein tzira or bein ashtayel. Between tzira and ashtayel. That's where that's machnadon, which is a medes b'tzira, and ashtayel. So that's what Reuben b'kitza, so that's what came to him from time to time. What are we coming to say? So the Yalkut explains that it wasn't always that he had Ruach HaKadosh. It started slowly, sometimes yeah, and sometimes not. So what does that mean? That means that sometimes a person is a tzaddik and he has it constant. Ruach HaKadosh him, Shimshin, in the beginning when it started, it was sometimes yeah and sometimes not. So now, the Medrash brings down that, and the Zohar goes with this, that by him, the Ruach HaKadosh came down, when this Kedusha came down, it came down with Kedusha, that it wasn't just, it was like a pamoy. Pamoy means like a pamoy with noise. What does that mean? That means that most times, and this happens to a person quietly, or nevuah happened to a person while they were sleeping, quietly, it didn't make a lot of noise. But over here, in Nes Galui, that the Baruch Hashem doesn't do on a normal basis. To become a Nes Galui, that was Yitzchus Mitzrayim. That's when the Baruch Hashem is trying to prove something on a different level. So the Baruch Hashem doesn't make Nes Galui Stamazah. And over here, by him, Faket, every time the Shekhinah came down, it was Nes Galui. That means the Baruch Hashem, he was so great that he was ready for Nes Galui. So every time it came down, it came with Nes Galui. It says, here it popped up. Because he was a Navi, on a different dagger. He was a shayfet, but he was a navi on a different level. That the Ruach HaKadosh, the Nisim came down to him, like we said last week. We said the story with the Bissel Salanta, that this innkeeper became fry because his neighbor across the street did a test on their Benishlam, and their Benishlam didn't come through. What was his test? That if he's going to eat chaz, he's going to die right away. And the Maisa, he didn't die. So this innkeeper became fry because of it. So Bissel Salanta told him that with his daughter, the story we said, Bekitzer, but he told him that you're not ready to bring down the Ibanish Lam. It doesn't mean because you asked the Ibanish Lam, he's going to come down to you. You daven, and all of a sudden you say, hey, Ibanish Lam, where are you? Why don't you help me out? You're not ready to kach. Mech teisa v'chlal, you're allowed to ask, but you're not allowed to monit. So over here, but the Ibanish Lam makes nisim gluyim, that's something special. That's something that only happens to great, great people. So that's the Shimshin, that's what we're saying over here. Lapamai is a different taish, the Zoya taiches. Over there, there was something that the Baruch Shem came down in the Miyucha that everyone knew that he was having Ruach HaKadosh. So now is it really a time for Nisan? Chanuk is here. Chanuk is a time for Nisan, like we say. If you forget Allah Nisan, you say Arachamon and benching. You say Arachamon and benching and the davening. You say Arachamon, Shiyasalon and Nisan. How do you ask for Nisan? You know how to ask for Nisan. Look, because Chanukah is a time that we could ask for Nisim. And I says, forget Al Nisim and then ask for it, right? Well, why say Al Nisim and you can't ask for it? No, good question.
You ask to be specific.
Yeah, because Al Nisim you're not asking for it. Al Nisim you're saying the Nisim. So if you don't say Al Nisim and then say the Harachman, you're a lot better off. What's the text? What? Al
Nisim is the
I know, but don't do that because you're not saying Harachman. Who said that?
During Hanukkah, you can't give hold. You don't give hold. It was a big timer if you don't do it. It's at the time of hold, and it's the time of the Nisim Hanukkah. You're not going to say.
Yeah,
Someone doesn't have to answer me the question.
Saying, why is that
the other? Should be the Chachil. Well, Chachil, you can't leave out
an old dog. No, but we're asking, why the Chazal do that? Yeah. Hey, you see, our Yachman, you're a lot better off.
Because we can't be going over on giving old dog.
Yeah, okay, that's not the answer. No.
Okay.
What? The Taz is, I think Abraham Kanievsky says, or maybe Van Leib, I remember seeing this a few years ago, that faket, that you don't even need to ask for it. If you do what's right, you don't even need to ask for it. The Baruch is going to give you the nisim. You don't do it, so you have to ask for it. But if you do what's right, you say, Allah nisim, the Baruch is going to give you nisim. That's the kayach of Hanukkah. We don't realize the power that we have to be home and to have all the ashpahs coming, all the ashpahs taivis. Keep them on. Yeah. He's all excited. Yeah. Okay, but get. Yeah, so that's a nisim, even nisim begali. When there's some zmanim, you can be zeichet that.
So is it
menachas chiyosef?
Yeah.
What?
Is it menachas
chiyosef? No, it's not menachas chiyosef. Chanukah is not menachas chiyosef. If you ask for nisim, it's not menachas chiyosef. 100% not, yeah. Well,
who has enough
chosim
to have a
nisim?
That menachas
chiyosef. The Tversim writes that where the chim should get his kayak from. Where did he get such power that Ruach HaKadosh, like we're saying now, that Nisim Haflav HaFelah, that Nisim should be by him every day, Nisim Begali, such a madrega. You don't see that any other novice. He says, his whole kayach came from Tayak Dash. He says, Bepilpul, he says, Chazal tell us, Oikahoyim V'teichnam, Devez Ebeswa. He took two mountains, we know, and he crushed it together. Ben Tzir Eshtoyl, he crushed it together. Where did he, what does that mean? He says that means, Oikahoyim, doesn't mean literally in Islam. It does also, but Akapanim, he was Eike and Pilpal Atayah, that's why he was Zeicher to such Nisim. So the more Fakat, Chanukah was saying now Nisim, but it's also a time to be Meisiv someone and Limit Atayah, or to be Meisiv an Eidah, which all be Zeicher. To have the Nisim and no variants, whatever you call these, no other Shtiyat, there should be Nista out of our reach. Bezeichet, Bias Mashiach, Mehevi, Amen.